welcome to another podcast on the Social Media Driving Licence. I'm Ange Fitzpatrick.
And I'm Andy Priestner, and I'm delighted to say we're joined again by Dr. David Reiner, the Director of the MPhil in Technology Policy. This week is blogging week, so surprise, surprise, we're talking to David today about blogging. Blogging is a component part of the tech policy course in Michaelmas term. This is blogging for a specific purpose. Was there a challenge in that it wasn't a personal blog for you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I sort of appreciate the idea of blogging, and it might be something I might want to do personally at some point. But to date, I hadn't really been a blogger.
Yeah.
So that's one aspect. And then, it really ended up being, I think, a component of the course. Now, previously we had used Camtools and the discussion board on there as kind of the way in which we had engaged. But again, from a point of view of being a bit more outward facing and trying to use better tools, I think I sort of settled on a blog as the way to go forward. Fortunately, the online office folks were very helpful in setting things up. I mean, I do admit to being a bit, when I tried to do it myself, I had trouble downloading WordPress and had various issues, and they were able to sort out things. Yeah. And so using using the people that actually knew what they're knew what they're doing at the judge did help me a lot in that regard.
And it's an open blog,
Yes.
So anyone in the world can see. Did you have any concerns about that?
Yeah, initially I suppose I did a little bit, but ultimately, to me it was the pros outweighed any potential cons. I mean, I think insofar as it might provide an avenue for engaging with alumni or others, I mean that struck me as potentially appealing. In the end, there wasn't very much of that, but there weren't really a huge number of downsides. I have had actually a few applicants to this year's group say that, oh well, yes, I looked at your the blog to get a better understanding of what the course is about. Things like that. I was able to add our summer reading list to the blog, which again, a number of people have used or kind of made aware of. So I think in those respects, I think having that openness has really only had positives, and I haven't really, again, maybe it's because I didn't have any students going off the reservation and saying things that were inappropriate, but there really weren't any negatives as I perceived it.
And the student involvement was commenting on the posts that you put out there.
Yeah, so on a weekly basis, over the 8 weeks of Michaelmas, we would pick a different topic, and in parallel with our Twitter commentary on this, there was meant to be a blog commentary, as I mentioned on the Twitter week. Mm-hmm. I think the blog actually had a more sustained conversation there, partly because it's all there, right?
Yes.
So you read through the conversation.
There's one place to go.
It's a whole narrative.
Yes, there's a narrative. You can follow it. It's not sort of choppy as Twitter is. And so I think there was more of an iteration and engagement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's also kind of a format that again, as opposed to Twitter, where, as I mentioned, the vast majority of students hadn't used it, weren't comfortable with it. This was a format that they were, quite comfortable with, writing, a paragraph or two. And, I still actually, kept them to, some sort of, reasonable word limit. So I didn't want them writing kind of treatises.
Yes.
But nevertheless, it was a format that they were all quite comfortable with and found it quite useful.
Did they find it different from writing on Camtools, which is a sort of a VLE that's sort of got a closed audience? Was there something about writing in public that they found different or difficult?
Well, again, it's a different, so I don't have a control because it was a different year and so on. But in general, I think it probably works slightly better. I mean, I think the interface worked quite well. The one thing that didn't work as well as I had hoped was kind of back and forth between the blog and Twitter.
Yes.
We did have sort of a Twitter feed running down the blog.
Sure.
But there wasn't that same ability or same engagement that I might have, or that I had maybe hoped that there would be between the two platforms. But you know, but again, maybe it's again I sort of thought of a few things again partly working with the online folks in terms of how to have the Twitter feed a bit more tailored to be sort of parallel to the blog.
And the blog posts were formally exploring a topic?
So we would pick a different topic every week. So it might be spectrum auctions one week or data protection the next week, and you know, we would have an engagement. And, you know, again, I found myself being a bit more comfortable over time, whereby if my first, you know, blog post would essentially have been, okay, here's a link or two, and here's a short paragraph, my view on the subject. By, you know, week five or six, I was writing, you know, several paragraphs with a number of sort of embedded links, and it was a bit more of a kind of my view on things as opposed to just putting something out there for discussion.
Did it become more conversational in tone at all, or not?
Did mine, or did the blog itself?
Yeah, did you become more informal in the way you were blogging, or not?
I mean, I think it probably just experience gained blogging as to what you know what sounds a bit more engaging and not just a, you know, I'm setting a question, I'm setting a topic, and here it is. It was a bit more. Let me you know, expand on this particular subject in a little bit more depth.
So my final question to you is, did this experience encourage you to think about personal blogging, or are you still thinking either you haven't got the time or you can't see the value, or?
Yeah, I mean, I've from a setup point of view, I think it's you know, there's a little bit of a barrier hurdle that's been overcome, but I do think that, you know, the same issues that slightly deterred my blogging previously is sort of still there, which is, again, it's time taken away from research, time taken away from other more academic pieces, which you will be valued for more. You know, I think there are other outlets by which, you know, even if you're working on policy, that may or may not have more impact. So yeah, I suppose that's a question. You know, does contributing a piece to a more popular publication have more of an impact, or writing an op-ed, or working with journalists, or other things? You know, these are all things that are, you know, again, I can appreciate, and I see particularly amongst those who really take good advantage of blogging as a at a bit of a bully pulpit, as a bit of a way of getting across their ideas. I think I can maybe appreciate more the benefits, but I'm not sure I'm quite over that hurdle yet.
No, well that's fair enough.
But it's just, you know, it's a process, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're exploring this. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time on blogging. That's been really interesting. Thanks again, David.
Thanks for having me, Andy. Thanks for having me, Ange.
Thank you.